Friday, Erev Parshas Noach. Rabbi Yanki Wiesenfeld, Halacha, followed by the extended program for Torah in Beis HaMedrash Or Chodosh.
Okay, so because Tovshin Ayin Hey is Shnas HaShmitah, and Shmita's already kicked in for vegetables. Therefore, we started learning Hilchos Shmitah this week, and we said we'll learn Hilchos Shmitah until we go over to Hilchos Chanukah, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. I think next week, on Thursday, is it? I think Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld will be giving us a shiur and a presentation on Hilchos Shmitah. He's also written a book called Shmitah in the Kitchen, which he'll be giving out at that time, and then we'll all be in the knowledge. Meanwhile, just to review briefly what we did till now, we discussed on the first day, in the first year, we discussed whether or not Shmita of Karkois, the Shmita of produce, Bizman Hazeh, is Deraisa Derabonon, or there is no Shmita. We said there are mixas, Rishonim who hold that there is no Shmita Bizman Hazeh. That was the Ravid, the Meiri, the Ritva, who said that Shmita is not Noig Bizman Hazeh at all. Then you had the Rambam, who said that Shmita's Karkois is Noig Bizman Hazeh Midaraisa, and Shmita's Ksofim is Midarabonon. And then you have the other poskim, which is Rov of the Rishonim, the Smag, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Achronim, including Be'ikah the Chazanish, who was very, very much, because he lived in Eretz Yisrael and he was trying to reinstate the Kedusha of Shmita, they all hold that Shmita Bizman Hazeh is Drabonon. The Pashtas, that's how we take on, that Shmita Bizman Hazeh is Drabonon. That was Shir number Aleph. Shir number Beis discussed where it applies and to what, and we said that Shmita Be'ikah applies to machal odom ubehemo. It applies to something that is edible, either for an animal or for a human being. I said I don't know, I haven't looked it up in enough detail to know whether we're talking about roi lachilas kelef, the same idea that we have in Pesach. I don't know. It applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Again, one has to understand where the borders of Eretz Yisrael are for this purpose, but a lot of people say that, for instance, the south tip of what is today Eretz Yisrael, which would be Eilat, and there's a village near there, there's a kibbutz near there called Yotvata, where they grow a lot of things, yeah, that's chutzla, or it's lagaba shmita. But nevertheless, for instance, the Mashgiach in the Royal Beach in Eilat said to me that the vast majority of what they use comes from elsewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbanut rely on the Heta Mechira. Therefore, somebody who wants to rely on the Heta Mechira can't really go to a Rabbanut Hotel. If you're not relying on the Heta Mechira, you can't really go to a Rabbanut Hotel during Shmita year, probably not the year after either, for reasons that we're about to discuss now. Then we said that the land must belong to a Yid, and that gets on to this question of Heta Mechira, but a piece of land that belongs to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, right, the land that belongs to the Arabs, within the Shtachim, within the West Bank, and areas like that, in Gaza, those areas are free of Shmita. There's no halacha of Shmita for land that belongs to a non-Jew. The Heta Mechira is all the shaila about whether or not you're allowed to sell, and whether, how and when it works. And then, finally, obviously, it applies only to Shnas HaShmita, and that's really our subject for today. When does Shmita kick in for the various types of produce? And all these things are learned from Psukim, they're in the Mishnah, and they're learned out from various Psukim, and we just look at the different categories. It's very simple, really. Category number one is, anything which is picked before Shmita does not have a din of Shmita. So even if it didn't become Roi L'Achila till afterwards, it was picked off the tree before Shmita, and then it ripened afterwards, and only became Roi L'Achila during Shmita. Or if you're making a product out of it, you picked grapes before Shmita, you made a wine, and the wine matured during Shmita. Or you picked something before Shmita, and you froze it, or you canned it, or whatever it was, it makes no difference whatsoever. Providing it was picked before Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Ayin Hey, then there's no din of Shmita on it at all, and you can treat it as normal. Then it would have, for instance, a din of you'd have to take Trumas and Masters, for instance, which you don't have to do on the produce of Shmita. That's rule number one. Anything pre-Shmita, picked pre-Shmita, is not Shmita. The second question is the question of vegetables. Now, exactly how you define a vegetable and how you define a fruit for this purpose is, again, each item is going to be a share in itself. But in principle, a fruit will be something that grows on a tree, something that grows from year to year without you needing to replant it, But that's not the only definition of a fruit, because all grains and all pulses, even the grains that have to be replanted every year, the chameshes aminim, barley, rye, oats, wheat, spelt, yeah, those have to be replanted every year, but for the purposes of Shemitah, they're considered to be fruits, and the same thing with beans and lentils and all sorts of pulses like that. All those are regarded as fruits. What we regard as vegetables, the halacha is that if they are picked during Shemitah, irrespective of when they grew, then they are they have it in a Shemitah. And that's why broccoli, asparagus, all these things, which are now being picked immediately after Rosh Hashanah and beginning to be exported and brought to this country, those things have a din of Shemitah because they were picked during Shemitah, and the picking is the optimal time. Vegetables that started to grow during Shemitah, assuming that somebody's keeping the halachas of Shemitah, and vegetables started to grow during Shemitah, they are called svichim. Obviously the land wasn't worked, the land wasn't tilled, the land wasn't watered, these products were not sown, but nevertheless there are seeds left in the ground and they grow by themselves. That's called svichim. That's a sviach kitzircha loisiv tzor, etc. Svichim have kedusha shmita, but Chazal put on them, the Torah said, a sviach kitzircha, that's something that grows by itself, you're not allowed, you have to treat as shmita. You have to treat as shmita produce. Chazal said, midrabonon, that we're not even going to allow you to eat sviach. Something that started to grow by itself during Shemitah, Chazal made an Issa Drabonon on it because they were worried that people will pretend. They'll work the land, they'll sow the seeds, they'll make vegetables and other things grow, and then they will claim it grew by itself. So Chazal saw that people were being dishonest about it, and Chazal got worried that if we allow people to eat sviach, then people will be growing sviach, they'll be deliberately, it won't be sviach, it will be planted, it will be sown, it will be tended, it will be tilled, and then people will pretend, they'll say, yeah, it grew by itself, and therefore it doesn't have the din of Shemitah, therefore Chazal will geyser on svichim, the svichim become also to eat altogether. So, vegetables that started to grow by themselves before Shemitah, they were picked during Shemitah, have dinei Shemitah. Vegetables that started to grow by themselves during Shemitah are going to be osur to eat forever, midrabonon. They have a din of sviach, and how you treat it is again a separate shia. Then we get to fruits. As we said, fruits. For fruits, we said fruits include all the things that we regard as fruits, plus grains, plus pulses. The halacha with those is that the optimal time that makes them into Shemitah is Chanota. Zman Chanota, right? The vegetables were Lakita, this is Chanota. Problem is, what is Chanota? So there are two definitions of Chanota. One definition of Chanota is, the Zman Chanota is, when most of these, we're always looking in Nisan to see whether or not the buds have grown, whether the flowers have grown, so that we can make the bracha on the Ilonos. So when a flower falls off a fruit and reveals the fruit itself, the bud, when an apple is growing, the first thing that appears is a sort of a bud with a flower on it, and then the flowers fall off, and when the flowers fall off, you can actually see the beginning of the peri behind. So there are many poskim hold that's called Chanota, and if Chanota occurs during Shemitah, then the Shemitah will apply, Dinei Shemitah will apply to those peros. There are other poskim who hold that Zman Chanota is when it's grown one third of its full development. An apple that's supposed to grow to a certain size like that, when it's grown one third of that size, that's called Chanota. So if it's grown more than a third before Shemitah, it wouldn't have Dinei Shemitah. If it grows, if it comes into the stage of one third during Shemitah, then Zman Chanota will be a thing. So that's Bekitza in three lines, right? Picking. Right, anything that's picked before Shemitah, no Dinei Shemitah, irrespective of what it is. Anything that a vegetable is picked during Shemitah, Lakita is the optimal time, has Kedusha Shvius, and fruits depend on Chanota, which is either when the bud and the flowers have disappeared and the fruit appears, or according to Alaposkim, when it's reached one third of its development.